Hello, this is Goddess Lysia, and I'm going to take you into the sissification box and program you so that you are unable to escape the sissification box whenever you're home alone and have time to be naughty. I want you to get in a comfortable position. Make sure that all your muscles can easily relax. Maybe you're wearing panties. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're wearing lingerie. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're not. Either way, just allow yourself to feel the sensation and the vibration of my voice throughout the cells and molecules of your body. I would like for you to take a nice deep breath in through your nose, getting that much needed oxygen to your brain, and then out through your mouth, releasing any tension, releasing any consciousness. Good. And I would like for you, to just really feel all of your muscles, become heavy and relaxed. The muscles in your face. Feel like they're thawing completely. Out completely. And the muscles in your neck, your shoulders, your arms. Everything seems to be sinking further and further into the furniture. The entire length of your back and your torso is just going flabby on you. Feeling kind of like jello, like rubber bands, like you just want to sink deeper and deeper. And every syllable and every syllable I say causes you to fall more deeply into a state of relaxation. Near legs, all the way from your thighs, down to your knees, down to your calves, Very relaxed, and heavy. Your mind becoming more blank. You can feel euphoric sensation all over your body, and allow that relaxation, all the way down, to your feet, all the way down to your toes, relaxing, each and every individual toe. And you are already, very highly suggestible. But just to make sure that you're as deeply entranced as humanly possible, I'm just going to take you down the stairway. And this stairway has 10 steps to it. And at the bottom of the stairway is a very beautiful room, with a very beautiful and comfortable bed. Once we get to the bottom, I'm going to lay you down and program you. But for now, take my hand. And let's start with the first step. 10. Each number I say makes you fall more deeply into a state of trance. Let's take another step. 9. The further we go the more relaxed and suggestible you become. 8. Another step, and falling even deeper, becoming more becoming more comfortable.
Relax.
7. Taking the step down with Goddess Lysia, very good all over your body. 6. It feels good to walk down the stairway with me.
Blank and empty.
5. I control your body. You're falling deeper all the time. 4. Another step. Feeling very comfortable. Very perfect. Three. It's so wonderful. It's wonderful. Deeper and deeper, syllable I say.
So
Goddess Lysia controls your body. Goddess Lysia controls your mind.
Deeper and deeper.
It feels very good. To be under my spell. So very good. You might feel confused deep sleep.
Deep sleep causes you to fall quickly and deeply into a trance.
And if you're already deep sleep, you fall even deeper, 50 times deeper than you already said before.
Relax and obey. With every single syllable I say,
you continue to fall more deeply into a state of euphoric trance.
It's working.
You love the sound of my voice. The longer you listen to it, the more you can feel its vibrations within the cells and molecules of your body. And this vibration is very pleasant, very arousing.
This is the effect that my voice will always have on you for the rest of your life.
And sweetie, I want you to really lay down on this bed and get yourself comfortable.
Get yourself comfortable on this very attractive bed.
I am speaking to your subconscious mind right now.
And if anything ever seems to register, those are just triggers that make you fall more deeply into a trance and under my spell.
And if anything is ever going on in your consciousness when you hear me say the word blank, it's automatically erased.
And just like a dry erase board.
Relax.
Falling deeper and deeper, my voice is so powerful.
Of course, you want to take advantage of this opportunity by really giving me your subconscious mind for conditioning.
It would be a waste if you didn't allow yourself the pleasure.
Give up control to Goddess Lysia.
Very good.
I am going to make you a sissy.
You are going to become more and more attractive.
All kinds of sissy things and sissy behaviors.
And whenever you're alone in your house and you have time to be known, you'll immediately go into the specification box.
It'll be a little humiliating.
But that's okay because humiliation arouses you.
Maybe humiliation already aroused you.
And maybe it's a new fetish.
Either way.
The humiliation of being a sissy is appealing to you.
You're not sure why, but it makes you hard in between your legs.
When you do girly things.
Keep relaxing. Keep falling deeper under my spell.
Allow yourself to become erect in between your legs.
It's okay if you're horny.
If the vibration of my voice is especially concentrated in between your legs.
Good.
You are compelled to collect pink items for your home.
The color pink.
You need to have pink items in your house, no matter what they are.
The more pink items you have, the better you feel.
Your favorite color is pink.
Every time you see anything pink,
you must say wowzy and do a happy dance with it for at least five seconds.
And this is when you are in your certification box, home by yourself.
Then every time you see anything pink, you must say wowzy in an excited voice and do a happy dance with you for at least five seconds.
The happy dance should be on your tiptoes and it must consistently be rapidly moving from one foot to the other.
Meanwhile, your hands must be spreading your ass cheeks open.
This is something a sissy must do, and you are a sissy, therefore you must do it.
You are compelled to listen to pop songs with female vocals.
When you hear pop songs with female vocals, you are compelled to apply a lipstick to your mouth and kiss a mirror in your house twice.
Then you must lick your left finger and then your right nipple before you can leave the mirror.
This trigger is extremely powerful.
You are highly compelled to listen to female vocals in your pop songs.
And whenever you hear any one of these songs when you're home alone, you have to apply a lot of lipstick to your mouth and kiss a mirror in your house two times.
Then you must lick your left nipple and then your right nipple before you can leave the mirror.
Deeper and deeper, blank and empty.
You are compelled to listen to this MP3 very often. You want to listen to
it every day.
Addicted.
The more you listen to it, the more completely feminized you feel.
You're feeling very girly right now.
You want to wear panties and pantyhose when you listen to this.
You'll find a way.
It's so much more arousing when you're wearing sexy lingerie.
You must wear lingerie when you listen to this from now on.
Whenever you see an image of a blonde-haired woman on the internet, television, or magazine, while you're in your sissification box.
You must stand up.
You must give yourself limps like the gay guys have.
And you have to say, girlfriend, I have a pussy too.
You must say this in a high-pitched voice, and the word pussy must be said with a gay lisp, like pussy.
Deeper and deeper, more blank and empty.
You must obey my every command.
If you try to resist, you feel awful.
Unless trying to resist causes you to become even more suggestible and even more feminine.
Whenever you see an image of a blonde-haired woman, you must stand up, do the gay wrist thing, and say, girlfriend, I have a pussy too.
You must say this in a high-pitched voice, like pussy.
And I can see right in your subconscious mind that your current level of depth of trance is a 65.
And that's very deep.
But I want you to fall even deeper.
So I'm going to turn this knob clockwise. The knob controls your level of depth of trance.
And the more I turn it, the deeper you fall, and the more suggestible you become.
So I'm turning it right now from a level 65 to a level 70, falling deeper and deeper with every syllable I say.
Turning you all the way up to a level 80.
A very deep state of trance in your comfortable bed.
Now I'm turning you all the way up to a level 90. It feels good to obey. Deeper, sweetie. And now I'm turning you all the way to a level 100 depth of trance.
You are extremely suggestible right now.
You must wear panties every single time, alone, the whole time.
You absolutely must.
You can have a secret stash, or you can wear your wives.
Or find with everyone else, then just keep your panties somewhere very accessible.
You must have some panties, and you must wear them every single time you're alone in your home.
Which is when you are on the fours, on the ground, leaving your ass back and forth in an exaggerated motion, while chanting, I am a horny businesswoman, over and over again.
While you do this, your panties must into an extreme wedgie.
This is simply how I want things to feel, and it will make you hard.
And you absolutely must do this for at least five minutes every single day.
Be on all fours on the ground, wearing panties with a wedgie.
Waving your ass back and forth in a highly slutty motion, chanting, I am a horny businessman, over and over again.
Whenever you're in your sissification box, alone in your house, and whenever you enter your bathroom, for whatever reason, you must look in the mirror and chant.
My sissy clitty wants to make squirts five times in a row while making a sad, pouty face.
And rubbing your nipples in circles.
You especially like this one, blank and empty.
Whenever you enter your bathroom while you're in the sissification box,
you must look in the mirror and chant.
My sissy clitty wants to make squirts five times in a row while making a sad, pouty face.
And rubbing your nipples in circles.
It is absolutely essential that you do this every single time you go into the bathroom, for whatever reason, while you're in your sissification box.
It's absolutely essential that you're making a sad, pouty face. face and rubbing your nipples and rubbing your nipples in circles
as you chant five times in a row, my sissy clit wants to make squirty.
And this trigger is extremely powerful. The bathroom itself is the trigger.
And it causes you to do this.
If you ever try to stop any of these suggestions from happening while you're in your specification box, you will feel incredibly lost. And you will automatically get on all fours and spank yourself hard with a wooden paddle or a wooden spoon. You'll have to do this 25 times in a row, each swat out loud.
It will be very painful.
To the point where you'll have to curl up into a floor and sob.
Until you have resolved that you simply must do your sissy rituals in order to get okay.
You must watch videos on how to walk like a girl.
You must practice the walk every day for at least 15 minutes.
If you make any mistake in your walk, slap your face.
It is very important that you learn to walk like a girl. And there are plenty of videos on YouTube blank.
That teach you how to walk like a girl.
You must practice it for at least 15 minutes every day.
This is when you're in the specification box.
If a day goes by when you're not in the specification box, then that's okay.
You don't have to do it.
Otherwise, whenever you're home alone, you have time to be naughty.
And you're in your specification box, you must practice like a girl for 15 minutes.
And if you make any mistake in your walk, you must slap your face and your mask. Also, you must watch makeup tutorials and practice makeup over and over in your specification box.
You must do this until you get it perfect, and each time you make a mistake, all your hard makeup work can start from the beginning until you do it right.
You must get your makeup perfect.
You are very blank and empty and deeply entranced.
You're falling deeper and deeper all the time.
And now I'm looking at your level.
Feminization.
And I want you to feel very feminine right now.
I can see your level of feminization is currently at level 60.
And I'm going to turn that up to a level 70.
You're becoming more and more girly. Your boobies are growing to a level 80.
It feels so sexy to women to listen to this, turning you all the way up to a level 90, to a level 100.
You are extremely feminine.
Whenever your clit goes from soft to hard, you must twirl it in circles around in your hand.
By this, I mean allowing the head of your hard clit to be revolved around your twirling hand.
And you must do this ten times, ending with a pinch of the nipples.
And you must repeat this three times in a row.
Twirl ten times, pinch your nipples.
Every time you go from soft to hard.
Again, whenever your clitty goes from soft to hard, you must twirl in circles.
Allowing your hard clit to revolve around your twirling hand.
And you must do ten consecutive twirls, ending with a pinch of the nipples.
Which you must repeat three times in a row.
This is going to happen every single time you go from soft to hard.
Twirl ten times, pinch your nipples.
This is simply the way things must be.
You will find yourself compelled to write girly mantras and send them to me at my email address.
You need to do at least one per week. These girly mantras play in your head all week long.
You also find yourself with a strong need to practice dildo sucking and putting the dildo in your mouth and in your ass.
You need to do this to be a real girl, which is what you want to be. You at least want to feel like a real sissy.
Meanwhile, blank.
Drinking fruit juice of any kind automatically makes you fall into a trance, unable to think.
All you know is your hypnotic programming,
and you stay in this mode until the next time you pee.
whenever you are not responding to a trigger,
you are still completely obsessed,
playing with your nipples,
and chanting I'm a girl over and over in a high pitched voice.
This is just the way things are.
All the triggers are constantly playing in your mind continuously.
I have placed them all deep within the realm of your subconscious mind.
Meanwhile, whenever I say brain glitch from now on, if you ever see me type the word brain glitch,
You will be unable to recall anything that I say within the next few seconds.
You will feel the vibration of whatever I said, but you will not be able to recall the fact that I said it.
Brain glitch automatically makes you unable to understand or recall whatever it is that I say within the next few seconds.
Brain glitch.
You are a girl.
Blank and empty, deep sleep.
You must listen to this MP3 over and over again.
The more you listen to it, the better you feel. The rituals and mantras will be embedded in your mind to the point where you absolutely must do them.
If you do not do them, you feel horrible.
You have to spank your ass with a wooden paddle on all fours on the ground.
It hurts very badly.
It reduces you to sobs.
You must resolve to do this.
This is something that will make your erotic life better and please me as well.
Whenever you're home, your house and itself is a trigger that makes you automatically place in the suffocation box.
It feels good to obey. It feels good to wear lingerie. It feels good to be a girl.
You feel like such a humiliated girl.
Yes, sweetie.
It's okay.
It amuses me to see you this way.
You are addicted to this MP3 and will listen to it over and over again.
Every day, multiple times a day would be ideal. And now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to count from one to three.
Each number I say will cause you to become more awake and alert, and when I get to the third number, you will be extremely awake and alert, and you will immediately want to go into your suffocation box in order to enjoy the sensations that it causes you all over your body.
1. Waking up, becoming more alert. 2. Becoming even more awake, maybe rolling your eyes around a little bit. And 3. Awake. And now you are aware of your surroundings. You feel very good, very positive, and you're ready to do whatever it is you need to do next. Bye-bye.